Odd Dacula 242 with Collins and Tales from the Foxhole on December 31st, 2010.
Hello and welcome back to the absence of Podtacular. Not so absent anymore.
No longer absent.
Here, Podtacular. We're doing a show for the last day of the year.
We're doing three, actually. This is going to be the first you're going to hear.
Yeah.
We're
doing a new format for the next couple months, and we're going to see how well it turns out.
If you like it, tell us. If you hate it, stick it up your butt.
Well.
Comments? Insert?
At least let them comment about it without feeling too bad about constructive criticism.
You guys can say what you want. We'll listen. But we might change them.
Fumo and Spellcheck did this when they first started, so we're going to try and see if we can actually make any better shows. And we're going to do two or three a week, about 30 minutes.
Well, they're going to be about the same length that you'll have one show a week, but they're going to be broken up into different segments. Yeah. So,
right.
And we're considering some cool stuff you might see next week, but we're not going to talk about that yet.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
There's some format changes that should be coming.
Yes. That's what she said.
But anyways, we should have our guest introduce himself, since this is, I think it's his first time on.
Is it? Yeah, probably a first time.
Yeah, so why don't you introduce yourself, Mr. Guest?
Hello, I'm Daft Link. If you want to add the one with Sun Van, whatever.
Resident Baller, like a long walk on the beach.
He's Sarge? Yeah.
Been posting on Poddeck for about a year, I think.
That's it? It seems like you've been here a lot longer than that.
Maybe.
A lot of the active members haven't been here that long, actually.
Where were you at before here? Was Poddeck your first community?
Yeah, first community.
Oh, so sweet.
It was kind of cool, because I was listening to Poddeck, it was just the podcast, and I wasn't on the forums, but then I went in Halo 3 matchmaking one day and saw, like, Chucky J, Old Dream, all of them in there. I was like, ooh, Chucky J. They're like, hey, you should go on the forums, and yeah.
Sweet.
Nope.
That's how you popped your Poddeck war. Sure. We all gotta do it someday. Gotta break down and just have it happen to you. It's good when it's unexpected like that. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't mean to introduce ourselves, but I'm G. Lewis.
Yeah, and I'm Dustorm. You guys know us already. Brent's not here. We're not sure where he is.
Yeah, he's probably underneath a keg somewhere.
Who knows?
He's not. I guess he did turn 21.
It doesn't matter if he's 21. You know that. I mean, come on.
Well,
this
is true.
Mom, I didn't do it before I was 21.
I did. 3 months before.
Oh, look at Dusty. He's a rebel.
If my first drink was 3 months before 21, yeah, right.
Anyway, the show, Podtacular episode 242, we're doing Collins and Tales from the Foxhole.
Tales from the Foxhole, the show that we haven't done in forever.
We didn't really pick a map this time. It was kind of a...
we haven't ever picked
a map. There were just so many good ones, we couldn't pick one.
Yeah, we couldn't pick one.
We haven't ever picked one map to do it.
It's been like a year, so... We haven't picked them this year because...
I don't think for the time that we've done the show, we've ever picked a specific map.
Sure.
We've always done maps for, like, tips, but we've never done the map specifically for...
We do thank everybody who sent in something, and we appreciate it, just so everybody remembers, if you don't send in stuff, you guys don't have anything to hear. So, if you would, please send stuff in.
Which is one of the reasons why we're changing up the format a little bit, so there's actually content that we can do every week.
Yes. Instead of reading 25 things a week, we're going to read like 5.
Instead of having this month-long break that we've had from podcasting and G. Lewis's crazy schedules.
And I'm just going to start making stuff.
Don't fit with anyone else's.
If you guys don't submit stuff, I'm just going to take your gamer tag and make stuff up. And it's going to be bad.
He'll start reviewing Barbie Horse Adventures on the show. We don't want that.
I'm gonna say Giphy Boy said Barbie Horse Adventures. Best game ever!
Yeah, I forget when that was. I completely forgot about that until you said that just a minute.
Anyway. I guess we should start going on with the Foxhole Tales.
I think we should like at least catch people up to speed on what we've been doing since we've been gone for the past month.
We could do that in the last episode.
Yeah, the story thus far.
We have to fill in the last 30 minutes anyway, so we should do that in the last one.
Fair enough.
First one. We got a lot of stuff to
read. Greg wants to get down to business.
Get down to business.
Taking care of business for the holidays.
Taking care of business every day.
What is the theme song? That's for Office Depot, right?
I don't know. If it's Office Depot. You
should be wrong.
The only place that sells office supplies and printers is Best Buy.
Staples.
I don't know the Staples you're speaking of. Thunder Mifflin.
I don't see any sponsorship money coming from Best Buy, yet you're plugging Best Buy.
Hey, it pays for my internet.
Fair enough.
Anyway.
But yeah, we got a few. We might not read them all just for time. We're going to try to save some for next week because our community is notorious for not sending stuff in. We cannot guarantee
that we will get this much next week. So we're going to, like I said, it's going to be 30 minutes. We're about 5 minutes in, so...
Yeah, since we rarely get any submissions when people send stuff in, and people usually send stuff in a week late, we're just going to say each week we're going to have like a Collins, Tales, and Customs, and whatever we have is what we'll read.
Yes.
And if not, we'll fill it with some other topic that we'll talk about.
Might be different stuff, different topics.
So if you want to hear some of these, make sure you actually send them in. And don't wait to send them in. Send them in right when they happen. But
yes,
right now.
We'll get to that at the end of the show.
Pause the show. Write your thing.
Pick up your phone.
You can do that. We have a voicemail.
I know. You can do it while you're listening.
206-888-HALO.
Multitask. If you can stand being away from Dustin's voice for a few precious seconds.
I think people can have done that for at least the past month. I think they'll be fine.
What's that number again?
206-888-HALO.
H-A.
4256.
A.K.A. Anyway, Daft, do you want to go ahead and read the first one?
Okay. This comes in from Arrowhead 896. He says, "Hi, Podtac. This is Arrowhead 896 with a fail from the foxhole. Actually, there are two. I was playing Firefight Matchmaking with my brother on the Pillar of Autumn map. He respawned and started sprinting to the turret, but a drop pod landed right on him, and he was, quote, killed by the Guardians. If that wasn't crazy enough, the next day I was playing Invasion Slayer on Boneyard with another friend. We're sitting in the territory waiting for the vehicles and weapons, and then, out of nowhere, the Wraith spawns and lands on him. The moral of the story is, you never know when a chunk of steel is going to land on your head. Keep on fragging trucks, falling on people."
Those should both be on the Blame Shishka. Or Blame Stosh. My bad. Sorry.
Well, have you seen?
Reminds me of that Halo 3 achievement. We dropped the Wraith in Forge or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Splatters someone on Sand Trap in Forge. Yeah. I remember that one. But have you guys seen the Rooster Teeth fails of the week?
No.
I have not.
I haven't actually watched too much of anything. I've been playing too much StarCraft lately.
Well, they have this weekly series. I think they're up to week 15. Sorry. Shush. Anyways, so there's a lot of those clips in there where they, for Invasion Slayer, when you get the territory and the vehicle spawns and you just happen to be standing where the vehicle is going to spawn and splatter you.
So, that would be probably one of the most annoying things that could happen.
Yeah. And then there was one clip of the same thing where you have the grunt drop pod drop down.
Yeah.
But the guy lived and was stuck inside the drop pod.
he was actually
a good screenshot.
He was trying to go underneath like Gears of War when they go down and go fight the locusts is what he was trying to do. He thought it was so cool.
Going down, down, down. In a ring of fire.
I guess what we could say is you don't only have to do Tales from the Foxhole like our good buddy Arrowhead did. He wrote a fail from the foxhole. So.
It's basically any interesting story from...
A tale is a win and a fail is a fail.
Just any story that's worth noting.
Yes.
Really.
Those were two good ones. I want to see a video of the drop pod landing.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. Haven't happened to me before, but I've had the vehicle drop on me before.
When did drop pods fall down at the very, very end when you need to fight all those brutes? Is that when this happened?
I think it was kind of just fall down randomly.
When a meal's on the...
On the Matt Cannon. Yeah. That's the one.
I was just like, when does that happen? That's the only time I can remember.
That I think that's the only time it happens. And when you're driving along...
On the fail boat?
Mongoose.
Oh.
Remember, you're driving past all the...
Oh yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Scarabs.
When the scarabs come through,
And there's all the drop pods everywhere.
It stinks when you're playing on Legendary by yourself and a meal, like, somehow gets stuck in the bottom of the map and you gotta drive and shoot.
Huh?
Actually, I don't know, one time when I was playing it, when I was trying to beat on Legendary, Emil got stuck on the bottom of the map somehow because, you know, how the Spartans, they can't die. I mean, I don't know if you guys know that yet. Spoiler. Yeah. But,
even though they're
in action.
No, I'm just saying that the actual
NPCs, your NPC allies,
can't die. So, like, what happened was he fell down this big ravine or something. Some explosion happened and he ended up falling down at the bottom and he just stayed there and he never respawned anywhere.
How does that stop you from going? I've always driven that part solo. I've never had.
No. The first time I did it, I've always had people, and I thought you had to shoot things, so I was paranoid the whole time.
No. I always drove solo. I've never driven with someone on the back of the Mongoose.
Oh, really?
That part, yeah.
Oh,
I didn't know you were supposed to, because when he says, go six, it's like, leave me behind and go, just go, is what I thought, so I went.
Oh. Peace out, bro. Well, then how the hell would he get on the Mac Cannon? Teleport?
Spawn points. Checkpoints.
Which they wrote that into the cannon. And Emil spawns through the forge. Pretty sure that's in the Halo Bible.
Teleported by the Guardians.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sure that's how I got it. You want me to read Giphy's? You want to read it?
I don't care. If you want to, go for it. I'll read the next one.
Next one we have is from GiphyBoy92. His favorite game. He's writing in and tell us that his favorite game is Barbie Horse Adventures. And he wants to say how awesome it is.
No, not quite.
Oh, I'm reading the wrong one. That's he writes, hey, Podtacker, it's GiphyBoy92 sending in a couple noble map pack fails. My first fail tale. See what he did there? Wait. Anyway, takes place on Breakpoint near one of the bases. I had rockets, a.k.a. GiphyBoy had rockets, aimed at two guys. He's a noob, so he missed. One of them had a pro pipe. In this instance, it turned out to be a fail pipe. He decided to jump off his perch and get me while I was armor long. He missed the invulnerable me, aka an armor long, hit the wall behind me, and redirected the launched grenade back at himself, killing himself while I sat there watching. So I don't think that was a fail for you. That was a fail for the other guy. That was pretty awesome on your part. What is a pro pipe? Is that
it's a grenade launcher. Like, you hadn't heard that term before?
No, I thought it was what's it called? The brute hammer, sorry.
How is that?
Gravity hammer, yes. it's on my file share, and it's called LOL fail, LOL fail. My second fail tale takes place on Anchor 9 out in space. It was the start of the match. I rushed down in space to see who was there going for rockets. I get out there to see two guys running one after the other for rockets. The first guy picks up the rockets, only to be betrayed by the second guy, who grabs the noob tubes off of his dead and now possibly angry teammate's body. The betrayer runs forward in excitement straight off the map. Fail. He's going to have a long respawn time. I might have the vid of this one, and if I do, it will be on my file share shortly. Keep up good work, guys, and keep on fragging all who betray and shoot at their teammates who get to the weapon they called before them. This is GiphyBoy92 signing off. That's a good one. I hate it. I don't really care so much when it happens to the other team, but it seems like every time I play Reflection and get the sniper, my teammate kills me.
Reflection. Oh, the Ivory Tower.
Ivory Tower, yeah.
Same thing. Reflection.
With the new hardwood coating.
That's pretty. I think that one is the prettiest level.
It's very sharp.
Someone's on Xbox.
I don't know. About
playing Halo Reach.
Oh, I just wanted to go check something. Josh's file share.
Okay. Well, while you're doing that, I will read the next one.
Yes.
Monsieur Voyeur writes in, hey, it's me. You know who I am, and there's my tale from the foxhole.
Oh, look at that. Quick one. It's a quickie.
Once upon a time in September, a game came out, and I wrote in plenty of submissions on to a certain podcast, as did many other members. They were never read, unfortunately, and said to have never been sent in the first place. Then told the podcast my story, and you, I mean, they're reading it as we listen. Okay. Long story short, where's all of our submissions, guys? You wrote plenty, and we made sure they were sent. Well, if you sent them in on time, they got read. If not, they were saved for the next.
Let's let bygones be bygones. I'll let you snipe me in the face once and reach.
Let's just put it this way. Whenever we've asked for submissions, the total number that we get, even after the show, more than half of them show up after we've recorded and after we've released the episode. So they don't get read anyways. But
I think if Dustin says...
And I check all of them. And I go in and check the spam occasionally, and there's not any in spam. So the fact that they're not being read means you've either sent them in really late and they've been deleted because we've already done the show, or they're being saved for the next show, or we didn't get them. So
you're putting me to sleep here.
Yes, I will continue. My true tale.
You don't understand that people writing in and stuff don't exactly know when you guys are recording. So
recording right now.
Yeah. The thing is, now it's too late. It's too late for all you listeners.
The thing is, when I ask for submissions, I usually say about the time we are going to record the show, which is usually the next 3 or 4 days. And I'll say, we're going to do it Friday at night. We're going to do it sometime in the next couple of days.
It's called breaking news, ladies and germs. Breaking.
And it's called people don't,
when it comes out.
Don't read the page or subscribe to RSS.
I subscribe to the RSS.
Do you?
Did you know that?
I could have guessed the otherwise, but I will not.
What, you thought I didn't subscribe to it? I use Google Reader.
Figuring that you don't really know what's going on half the time? Yeah, I would
figure. It's Tuesday. Oh, God. Actually, but it's Friday.
Anyways, yes. I just get annoyed because so many people send me messages about that, and I tell everyone, if you send them in all time, they get read.
Wait. I think I know what the problem is. It's Duststorm, not Duststrom. I know you think his email address is...
No. It's not even my email address. It's actually Duststorm. I mean, if you send it in through the form on the website, it will get here.
Anywho.
Anyways. Continuing on. My true tale from the Kenneth Lupus void involves my favorite playlist, SWAT. The yellow and dangerous lift room, occupied by myself, and things were sour for Blue Team. It began to sound like this. Bang, bang, double, bang, triple, bang, over, bang, kiltacular, extermination, bang.
Sounds like a party I went to once.
Kiltrocity, bang, kiltastrophe, Kilimanjaro, killpocalypse, extermination.
Extermination. Isn't extermination only 4 kills on the other team? So wouldn't you have got that way before or after killed Pockwood?
He got after the killtacular.
I guess they're all respawning really fast and going to him.
I never played SWAT. So.
Yeah, one of my least favorite playlists.
Oh no, I think it can be fun if you don't have if you don't have stupid teammates.
I just suck at it.
Yeah, it's basically like Call of Duty. No radar. No
he said it was his. Yeah, he still got more to say.
The best Halo moment I've had in 10 years was this game, the one short of the Killianaire and a double extermination. It's safe to say that I love the DMR, and when I hold it, it truly turns into a one-shot weapon.
Like it's Death Star.
What?
Like a Death Star. It's a one-shot weapon.
I suppose, yes.
One-shot wonder.
Shoutouts to Moose, Chuck, ODSTEJY, Church, Domoke, and the infamous. Infamous Jiffy Boy, not Giffy Boy, but Jiffy Boy.
Yeah, it's like Jiffy Lube.
Read his motto: it's GIF, not JIF.
The infamous Jiffy Boy. Okay,
Next one. He shouts out to Dusty.
Yeah.
Especially you, Winkface.
I think he's coming on to you.
What's his old gamer tag? What's his old gamer tag?
Siete Cinco 75.
He's still Cinco in the forums, right?
Yeah. Might have wanted you to change that to Monster Warrior.
You have to give us $10.
Then he should send me a PM about it.
We don't let people do changes. It's $10 or 800 microcoins.
Not really.
You must send the funds. No,
not really.
You must send the funds to our
PayPal. Actually, that would be interesting. In order to have your username changed, you should pay.
No.
We might get donations that way.
If you really want to.
I'm not really strict. Like, if you want to make a post, you have to pay. No.
I'm not going to be that stupid.
For every sparing and spelling error you have.
A spelling error tax.
We should do that in real life, though. We should bring that up in Congress. Write your senator.
Yeah, that would be good.
We only have 5 minutes, I think. So we got like one more we can read and we can screw around for a minute.
Well, we still got the call-ins to attach to the end, too. So.
How long are the call-ins?
We have about 3 or 4. So not that.
You got like 5 minutes? Because we got 5 minutes and the show's over. Abundance of these things. We'll read them all every episode, but you have to prove to us that we're going to get this many every week.
The biggest show we'll ever do for this new format is an hour. And that's the absolute most. Yeah. Our target is between 30 and 45 minutes.
Well, it's like the minimum in the old days.
Yeah.
Well,
we're not doing one podcast a week.
For now,
that would be terrible.
People we have just, like several episodes that were 4 or 5 hours long.
You got 5 minutes. Read it.
All right.
It's a short one. We can waste time.
This comes in from DeStef 117. Says, "Hey, it's Chris, and I have an awesome tale. I was playing Invasion Slayer, and I went 32-2. I got 28 kill streak, which gave him an untouchable, and a B the bullet." 15 sniper headshots in a row. It was epic. Here is the link, and he links his Bungie stats.
I think it's the sniper kills in a row.
Actually, yeah, it's not headshots.
Yeah. I've got that a couple times, I think. Maybe on Firefight.
No, Be the Bull is just a snipe kill. It's not.
I've got Be the Bull plenty of times on snipers.
I have to. Be the Bullet.
Be.
Bullet. I also like Open Season.
Yes. That's a shot.
Open Season.
I don't think you ever got that. I've heard it, but
I got that once in a Rumblefield game on Sword Base.
Vehicular manslaughter.
Yes, that was pretty awesome.
What's the 15 vehicle one?
What, 15 splatters or 15?
Yeah, 15 splatters.
I don't know. I can go download the Halo Reach Metals app for my Android phone. Oh, yeah, by the way, if I am going to do an endorsement. Well, no, an endorsement is when they pay me money, so they didn't pay me money. I like the Halo Charts as an app for.
Here we go.
It works pretty good.
The 15 splatters of Sunday Driver.
Sunday Driver. I don't get that one.
I guess because you're not paying attention.
You're a crappy driver, I guess, Sunday.
Sunday Driver?
I guess it's because you're not paying attention or something when you're driving.
I don't know.
Anyway, thank you for tuning in to episode 242, the first episode of the new format.
And the last episode of 2010.
The new age of Podtacular.
We're going to do this format for about 2 months, and then we'll reevaluate, and if it's working out, we'll keep doing it, and if not, we'll go back to the old style of 1 week.
If you have any ideas, just let us know throughout the time.
Yes.
Like, if you want to have Daft on more often, let us know. We'll let
him. Oh, okay. Yeah.
isn't Daft like the first guest from the community we've had on in over 6 months?
It's been a long time.
Because we had so many guests over the summer, and then we just had CM Near and Midget Dance come back.
Yeah, every other week.
I'm the first guest host in a while that isn't some like famous internet person.
Right.
Who says you're not a famous internet person?
Well, I'm famous in my own circle, at least.
Famous internet people.
Because I know of Deathlink.
Internet personas.
Plan with him. That's all I know. Because he is DePwnDizzle.
No. DePwnDizzle.
I dub thee PwnDizzle.
PwnDizzle.
Okay.
Well, I guess so.
We have a new little wrap up section that I rewrote.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah. It's different now.
I did. I changed it up for the new format.
You can read the first one. I'll read the second line. Daft, you read the third line, and then Dusty can
wrap finish. It up. Yes. Send in your tips, tricks, and tales to submissions at podtacular.com for a chance to be featured on the show. We read these regularly throughout our show rotation.
Yes, just like today.
Just like
check out podtacular.com for the latest community news and events. While you're there, check out our forums where you can meet up with our fans and listeners of the show.
And we would like to thank everyone who helps us out at Podtacular by donation through PayPal, like you as well, leading clans and events, following us on Facebook and Twitter, and subscribing to the show.
Yes.
For those who subscribe to the show through RSS, iTunes, or other podcast aggregators, please visit podtacular.com for information about updating your feed to the latest ones.
Yes, there are new feeds.
Yeah, we have new feeds, and people are still subscribed to the old ones.
That's why it's feeding frenzy.
Why it says we have 8 listeners
on the homepage. We actually have in the hundreds, but it doesn't accurately show the new listeners
because we got like 103.
Yeah.
What, we used to get like 1,000 a week or something.
We still get about 1,000 a show.
I do.
But I'm not
millions
sure.
Millions of listeners.
I'm not sure if those are actual downloads or if those are hits. I have to go into the stats on FeedBurner and see. Well, actually, I can't because Fuma has the old feed. And that's why people need to subscribe to the new feed so I can get stats on it.
Pretty sure Fuma could give it to you, couldn't he?
He might be able to. I'll have to ask.
He's a good fella.
Can you transfer FeedBurner feeds between accounts?
I mean, you can just use it to sign in. You mean he has multiple ones on his account?
I have 3 of them on my account. I have the Gamer one, I have the Around the Ring, and I have this one. So.
I haven't had one since Game Talk, so. I did one for the Podtacker Community Podcast. I think I had one.
Yeah.
Oh, the 2 episodes.
Yeah, that seems to be a trend of extra podcasts that we've adopted.
Yes.
Have failed.
You guys adopted stepchild redhead. Anyway, we're gonna make a note of the ones we didn't read. Save those for next.
Yeah, we'll save those for next time. And thank you guys. For...
Well, we're on this note, actually. Dustin, when is that tournament about the Halo Reach soundtrack as the prize or whatever? When you're gonna do that?
Which one?
You said you were gonna do like a tournament with like a Halo Reach soundtrack as a prize or something.
Yeah, I have the prize sitting in my dorm. We're going to do some kind of firefight tournament. We haven't worked out the details yet
because that'd be interesting.
Of school and all, but the details so far are kind of boiling down to best scores.
And yeah, it'd be like a team of 4. You'll represent a community, or you can just be a team and
fighting a good fight.
Then we'll add this. Like you can have up to 2 submissions a week, and then we'll add them up. 6 weeks, and whoever's highest score after the 6 weeks win.
Something like that. And then we'll slowly start boiling down it to single plays, and whoever has the top scores. And we're not exactly sure what we're doing map-wise. If we're going to do...
There'll be a time limit.
And it'll be like a specific firefight playlist or type that we'll make up that you have to do. So... But hopefully we'll have that coming pretty soon. Also, we're going to have a... FFA tourney of sorts come up, hopefully.
I don't...
Well, the way I've thought about it is kind of interesting, but we'll talk about that in another show.
Whoever wins gets to go on a date with Samuel Jackson.
There'll be another time.
That's the interesting twist. Because do you actually want to go on a date with Samuel Jackson?
I'm sure girls would.
Wouldn't you rather just
as a guy?
Would you rather just want to go as his friend?
I would rather just he'd take me out to like a nice fancy lunch or dinner, and he pays for it, and then that's it.
No. In the prize, you have to go as a date. You have to.
No.
No friend.
Okay. We've gotten off track here.
Bye, people. See you in a couple of videos.
Adios. Yeah.